It's the Good Day program, actually Beyond Good Day, where we present stories that have meaning and impact. I have a couple of things that I want to lay on you. Actually, I want to be foolish. If I may, do I have license to be foolish at the beginning of this hour? And then we'll get Jay Kumar is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. And he's serious, and a lot of the stories we have are serious. I've actually, Richie, come up with a list of 10 celebrities who should not leave home without a bra. So, what I would like
Jennifer
you to
Horn.
Do,
oh. Say,
well, you've stolen one of the 10.
Oh.
All right, so Richie, if you would be kind enough to present the big voiced announcer and the appropriate music for a top 10 countdown, these are the celebrities who should not leave home without a bra.
Number 10,
Jessica Simpson. If you've seen
some of the pictures
of her with a couple of these outfits that she's worn.
Well, and she's nursing now, so they're even... Right.
Number 9.
Number 9, Drew Barrymore. She is a perky personality and other things as well, but she should leave her personality hanging out there and not the other things as far as I'm concerned.
Number 8.
All right, number 8. This is from a male perspective, by the way. Number 8 is Tara Reid.
Yeah.
All right, she looks pretty good.
She needs just a plastic bag over the whole thing.
Yeah,
no
she's
offense,
a little dirty.
Number 7.
Dirty, is that what you said?
Yeah, she's a little dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 7 is Lady Gaga, who, if you see some of the outfits that she wears, she going braless is not her best approach.
I don't know that I remember.
Interesting. I don't know if I know that either.
Yeah. Number 6.
Can I tell you something? You're missing nothing. Lindsay Lohan is another one.
Yeah.
She's number 6 on
Everything's
the
a little droopy on her.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Right. She thinks she's sexy, but she's really not. Courtney Love.
Yes, definitely.
Oh,
thank you.
She's always
sure.
trying to do something that she thinks is fantastic. And
she always looks cold.
Number 4.
Number 4 is Meredith Ostrom. I don't know who Meredith Ostrom
is,
but she needs some
support. She's not going to be happy because I just realized I'm not happy either. This is about droppy boobs.
Right.
Yes.
Right, it is, yeah.
They may want to rethink it.
Women who ought not to leave home without a bra.
Number 3.
Patti LuPone is a well-known singer.
Odd choice, but okay.
Well, but
number
if you saw the picture I'm looking at, you wouldn't say it needs support. Leanne Rimes.
Really?
Really? She doesn't have any hot shots.
She has, well, but there, what she has there is nothing else. The skin, bones, and boobs.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, man.
At her age, she shouldn't be worrying about it, but...
Number 1.
Hi, the number 1 person on the list. Oh, I said Jennifer Horn before. That's not fair. Not nice, although it is kind of true. Jennifer, when you leave home today...
because we love you.
Can I just tell you something?
Right.
I've never left home without a bra because it's just, it's not right.
Don't leave home.
Not since I was in the fourth grade.
All right.
I was an early developer.
Yeah,
so can I ask you who put together this list?
Well, who's number 1?
Who's number 1? Yeah,
I just
Jennifer
told you Jennifer was going to be number 1.
But
and then
apparently I have the droopiest boobs in town.
But I think that we'll kind of leave it at that.
Can I ask who?
I have a couple of others. I think that there are a lot of women who are like, what's her face? J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really look good unless you look at her from the back. And there's something
She has a pretty face.
I think she's beautiful.
Oh, no, she has a nice face.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have, and she tries to enhance.
You mean figure-wise.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, the politically correct term, a rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think she's got a great body. What are you talking about?
That's your opinion. I'm just telling you that in terms of...
You need to put 50 pounds on him.
No,
you know, I don't think I know this question.
What's the question?
About you. This answer to a question about
what's
you.
What's the question?
What type of frontal do you like? Do you like the minimal frontal?
No.
The medium frontal or the hello frontals?
I would be disrespectful and inappropriate if I suggested what would be... the best.
No, you're not going to be
disrespectful. Remember that song, Best of My Love? Remember that song?
Eagles.
Yeah.
Because not all men are are frontal men.
Usually they're like a, you know, they're a boob guy, they're a leg guy,
they're a bum guy.
Let's just say my priorities have changed over the years.
Okay, to what?
Being
you can say that
the personality is what matters.
Personality,
is what you say.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, shut up. Nice smile. You're so full of it. I know you're a muscular guy.
Personality,
like, you like beefy arms.
I do like, muscle is very attractive. I find muscle very attractive. And I think that sometimes that precludes a large frontal.
Rich? Same question, since Doug is not going to.
I think I'm doing okay with it.
No,
I think I'm,
you're not. Yeah. Failing miserably.
Okay. I think he's doing great evading.
Right. Rich's wife. All right, so here's the way I'm
going. No, don't go there. Don't talk about my wife's wife.
I was going to be nice about your wife.
I know you were, but you're like, she's got a right. My wife
no, but I mean, if
no,
you
I'm
had
awesome
a
body.
Like, if you could build, because we all know you guys love your significant others. I'm
take
not doubting that.
No. If I could build a body, the perfect woman's body, Janet has it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So does she have small frontals, medium frontals, or hello frontals?
I'm not quite sure. Are you talking about the boobage area?
Yeah.
Oh. Good ones. I mean, not huge, but not small either.
They're perfect just the way they are.
I don't know.
Why can't they be like
adjusted
me? We're
frame,
perfect
right?
in every
frame.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
So that's good.
Oh,
that's
what's
like a
the
meeting.
Matter?
That's
with
not like a hello.
Today.
No, not like hello.
Like Coco from Coco and Ice.
No. Why are you asking? You've seen them.
I've never seen your wife.
Oh, you haven't?
No, nobody has ever seen your wife but me.
Huh.
All right,
you
coming
never
up.
Introduce them to your work wife. It's so rude.
We'll have time for a couple of stories. Beyond Good Day time is 14 after the hour as we proceed forward as Americans and think about what's important to us. Think about what's important to you about the services that are provided by your country. The most often answered question to people when it comes to those who have served in the uniform is a yes, an acknowledgement of those who have served. And so for those of you who are looking for a way to support many veterans when they return home, you'll be happy to know about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service provides many different services, programs, and by the way, this is not just for people who have been wounded in battle, but pretty much for all veterans. The programs that they work on include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, medical care for veterans, that sort of thing. And the folks at the Purple Heart Service also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So, if you're out and you have a car or a boat or something like that you no longer need, how about considering donating this vehicle or this boat to the Purple Heart Service Foundation? It'll help you provide funding for a lot of their exceptional veterans programs. All donations are all tax deductible. You donate a car, maybe you donate cash, whatever you want to do, donate. Help out this worthwhile organization. You may call them at 877-743-1631. Let me repeat the number again, 877-743-1631. This is for any kind of contribution, or you can go online to mophsf.org.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities.
that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
He's still mumbling.
All right, so it's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Prayer. I'm not sure who's next here in our...
You're not sure of a lot right now.
That's all right. It's okay. What about...
I can give you two.
Yeah, Richie, two what?
I can give you one short one, which will irk you, or I can give you one nice one, which will make you smile.
I think it's time for us to have nice. I'm irked enough as it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's have nice beyond
Remember
good day.
The lady, Karen Klein... The 68-year-old bus monitor who was bullied and it was caught on videotape by those 12 and 13-year-olds and it went viral on YouTube. 8 million views.
Yeah.
Well, you'll also remember that after that went viral and she was on the Today Show and all the news things, that there was a campaign set up to raise money for her so that she could retire and not have to work and be the bus monitor anymore.
Right.
Well, she's taking $100,000 of that money and setting up an anti-bullying fund called the Karen Klein Anti-Bullying Foundation via the website giveback.org. What I find amazing is 32,000 people donated to her fund from around the world, giving her $700,000.
Whoa!
Isn't that amazing?
I remember when we reported on the story before, it was at like $400,000 or something.
The initial goal was to raise $5,000 just to give her a little breathing room to pay some bills and stuff. And they ended up raising $700,000.
Close to a million. Amazing.
Yeah. So she's taking $100,000 of that and doing the Karen Klein Anti-Bullying Foundation, which I think is just neat.
That's awesome.
Maybe
that's
to support some of those. Where did we, was there this week we were talking about a high school football player that started a...
It was the ASEO in Utah or something like that. One of the football players was responding to a Twitter feed that had been created in his school to bully other kids and say mean things. He decided to make one that said ASEO nice things.
That's
and just write nice things about other kids.
Yeah.
All right, so quickly, I have to tell you the other one, though. Last night, the local ale house near our neighborhood, Dogfish Head Ale House, where they have microbrews, premiered their pumpkin ale. So we all went up for a pumpkin ale, and we had one beer, then we had a second beer, and then we're getting ready to pitch. The restaurant had to close because the computers shut down and they couldn't serve us any more beer.
They couldn't add it.
Why?
So that's what I said. Okay, the beer is $6. Give me a beer. I'll give you $6.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. They had to shut the place down. They couldn't seat tables because the computer couldn't tell them what tables were open. I said, that one is over there and that one is over there.
Amazing.
And we were amazed at how we are just incapable
of... Such slaves to it. Technology.
Right.
Yep.
If I were the manager of that place, I'd be saying, woohoo, the restaurant had to shut down. Let's take in all the cash we can.
Yeah.
You know, it's similar to... You know how if you're sitting in your living room and you need to change the channel, can't find the remote? And you're dumbfounded for the longest time until you figure out you can walk over and actually touch
and
the TV, too.
I am watching the video of the day at DougSteffen.com today. Check out this woman, Faith Dickey. She goes from one truck to another down a highway at 65 miles
an
hour.
On a tightrope.
On a tightrope.
She's crazy.
Moving from one truck to the other. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerbeautyshop.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now it's 24 after the hour on Beyond Good Day. Jennifer Horn has a story earlier. She was telling us about her mother's house being robbed yesterday. Now another prominent Angelian has had his house broken into. How do you handle it, Jen?
Well, this is actually making me love LL Cool J even more. Yesterday, after I get home from my mom, I was going through just the news to try to decompress. I don't know why I chose the news. Then it went to the Tonight Show. But the news lead story in L.A. was that LL Cool J's home was burglarized yesterday. And apparently the burglary guy didn't realize that anybody was home. So he goes into the kitchen. He's bumping around in there. Well, LL Cool J hears some funny noises. He's upstairs. And so he comes down and actually breaks the guy's nose and breaks his jaw.
He's not a little guy.
No. He totally, but I love this because you never know. Like, for me, I hear these rappers talking all tough, you know, that they're going to go kill somebody and kick somebody's butt and punch them in the face.
And then they end up getting punked by another rapper.
Yeah, and then they end up, like, crying like little babies.
LL Cool J is in great shape. That dude's got abs. He's got guns.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in his house.
He heard the noise. He goes running down. He goes in the kitchen, grabs the guy, breaks his nose, breaks his jaw, and holds him until the police come.
That's a real man for you there.
Is that great?
Oh, my gosh.
That burglar is probably like, damn, this is Urkel's house. Urkel's house.
I'm a real man, too, and I'd talk the guy into
he was talking
sitting down.
Into submission.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, if that could work, I'm all about using your words instead of your fist, Dougie. So that would make you an even
better
man.
Not me. I'm pounding them to death and then finding out later whether they were really interested in talking or not.
It just, you know what? It made me happy.
There must be something happening in his life that's tragic that made him turn to a life of crime. I want to get down to the bottom line.
Did your mother talk badly to you when you were a child?
There's a movie where that happens, where the girl talks the guy out of it or something. I can't remember what it is. All right, so this is what I want to know. The first thing I want to know is whether the guy who broke into LL Cool J's house is whether the same guy that broke into your mom's house last night, Jennifer.
I hope so, because that means he has a broken jaw and a broken nose, but I doubt it.
And the second thing I want to know is, do you all have any kind of self-defense weapon or article under your bed? Jennifer, I knew you would.
I have so much weaponry.
Besides Buddy the Cat,
what do you have? Get out of here.
Well, what I'll start by doing is throwing Buddy the Cat at their face. Which she won't like, and neither will they. I have many things, including a golf club. Mm-hmm. I have a taser, Excuse me, officers.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to have it, but I do have it, and I will use it. And I have mace, and I have other things.
Okay. And Heather?
Well, hang on. Where are these placed? Are they? Do you have stuff, like, in your bedroom, Jen, or?
Oh, I have stuff all over my bedroom. I have stuff in my purse. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I will not be victimized.
Woo! Mm.
All right, Heather, let's hear it. What's your arsenal?
I got nothing for you. I mean,
really?
I'm just so poorly planned with this, yeah.
Wow, Dudley.
I have, if people want to get into my house, they're welcome to come into my house.
And if they're there and they mean no good, they mean you harm?
I have various things here and there.
You have, like, cattle prods and stuff.
Right.
I'd be afraid to break into a farm.
This would be not a good place for anybody to come into, because there are all kinds of things around that can be used. Why am I going to tell you what I have handy by?
I know. I feel bad. That's why I won't tell you what else I have.
My son used to, when he first moved to Los Angeles, always travel with a baseball bat in the back of his car. And apparently he used it a couple of times. He never told me what the real story was, but he hung around. A lot of his friends are black. And under the circumstances, there are various degrees of connectivity among blacks. It's the same, you know, it's amazing how people want to separate themselves, whether it's the color of skin.
My brother.
There are nuances among blacks. Your skin's not black enough.
Yep.
You know, that kind of
my
nonsense.
My brother's a cop in the hood here in D.C., and he says, if you were to drive through my district where I'm a cop, and I were to see you, I'd arrest you immediately because you're either trying to buy drugs or you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It really is amazing. So anyway, he used to get into it with some of the other members. I mean, his friends were guys who'd gone to prep school and they'd gone to Ivy League colleges and that kind of stuff. And you mix them up with the guys in the hood and it's night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And so those things have happened from time to time. And he learned the hard way. He got he had a serious problem when he was in college with one of his friends who was Trinity in Hartford in a very bad neighborhood. Very bad, very
mm-hmm.
black, very
oh, yeah.
awful. It's an awful neighborhood. And gangs everywhere. Brendan's friend who was from Ghana played basketball, and the two of them had been in a, I think they were in a bar or a restaurant, something. They were coming out. And a couple of Puerto Rican kids started to give them some jive, and they attacked them. And Brendan's friend managed to beat up four of them, and Brendan got knocked on his butt like in the first 3 seconds. Yeah, Brendan can take care of himself.
He's a big dude.
He looks like he can handle it.
But he then these guys got into trouble with the law for the Puerto Rican kids split. And the one that got hurt the most filed charges against Brendan's friend and Brendan.
Ugh.
And
we protect the criminals here.
Yeah, right.
Well, as Jennifer's mom says, people freaking suck.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to change our tone.
Yeah.
Dr. Jay Kumar joins us in a moment to turn all this around on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Beyond Good Day experience. Joining us now is Dr. Jay Kumar, who is a well-known professor of understanding and life. How do you like that, Jay?
I like that. It's a great
professor of understanding and life. So I have something I want to share with all of you that may set a tone, and one of the things about Jay being here is that there is definitively a tone. If you want to check out what he's all about, you go to Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, Dr. Jay Kumar. But if you just put in Jay Kumar, you're going to get to the same place. This was sent to me by a fellow named Jim, who I know fairly well, and I wouldn't have thought he was a sensitive guy particularly. But this gave me...
More the Cro-Magnon type like myself.
Well,
big forehead, knuckles dragging, the whole thing.
Yeah, he's maybe not as bad as you, but
okay.
We're fairly close.
Bonk, woman, ugh.
Right. And what he wants us to think about through this is what happens if we are not here tomorrow.
Mm.
One day a woman's husband died, and on that clear, cold morning, in the warmth of their bedroom, the wife was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't anymore. No more hugs, no more special moments to celebrate together, no more phone calls, no more chats, no more just a minute. Sometimes what we all care about most gets all used up and goes away, never to return before we say goodbye or say I love you. Right. So while you have the opportunity, isn't it best to care for, fix, whatever it is that's broken needs to be healed, fix it when it's sick, and fix it when it needs to be healed. Isn't
Absolutely.
This true for marriage, for
for children with bad report cards.
The people you love in your life. You know, I want to share a personal story, and this is Doug. What you just mentioned kind of sparked a personal event that happened to me just this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually suddenly a very dear friend. He was a mentor. He was a really beloved friend and a colleague of mine in my department where I teach my university.
Right.
All of a sudden passed away, stage 4 melanoma. It was this tragic event, and he was diagnosed probably in July, yeah. And within a month.
That stuff will literally eat you up.
It
bad
will.
Stuff.
And if all of you know about stage 4 melanoma, it's just a really pervasive and vicious form of cancer. And it was just one of these things where I saw him, you know, at the end of the school semester back in May. He's like, hey, you know, Marv, have a great summer. I'll catch you in the fall, that kind of stuff. And I get an email from my department chair saying, we have reported sad news. Dr. Mar, you know, our friend, beloved colleague, Mar, passed away. And it was just this shock. And it underscores this really crucial point that you just made, Doug, in that beautiful note that you just read, is that we tend to forget what really is of important value in our life. You know, we're so focused in our world about investments and money and, you know, just all aspects of accumulation and wealth. And there are other forms of abundance that are all around us that we don't always think about. The biggest form of abundance that we have are the people in our lives that we care about the most, our family and our friends. You know, and Jennifer, you kind of hit this on, you kind of were talking about this in the break also about, you know, your mom had a really unfortunate experience last night. You know, I know she got robbed, and it's really tragic. But what that underscores, you know, all these events I'm talking about is that these are the circumstances in our life that are really of true value are the people who we love, like our family, our friends, our children, our pets. Taking these things for granted is really a problem, and it. As you just said, Doug, it's sometimes we forget how important, you know, a hug can be, saying I love you to someone you care about, appreciating what your children do, you know, or just giving a random stranger on the street a smile. These are the things that really bring abundance in the world.
And so why is it that people have such a hard time coming around to understanding this, the families that are so angry with one another that they don't speak to each other. I don't get that. And I think it's on both sides. One side can make the first move. You know, how many brother-in-law and sister-in-law stories do you hear? Mother-in-law stories.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things, and that it festers between couples or between siblings. And then I think about Edgar. I had, for whatever the reason, you know the story, for those of you who may not remember the name Edgar. Edgar was my best friend and on the farm for the last 18 years, helped me to get to where we are on the farm. He was the eyes, the ears, he was pretty much everything, and he died suddenly a month and a half ago now, good Lord. It's been that's even blows my mind when I think about it. He died July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about him every day. As a matter of fact, with some of the kids that are working on the farm, when we run into trouble, I look at the sky and I yell, I scream,
mm-hmm.
Edgar!
Mm-hmm.
And I do it because that part of it is fun. But, you know, the last conversation we had was about a problem we were having with one of the calves, and he had the number, the tag in his hand of a cow that we needed to track down as well. And he and I rarely ever said hello to each other or goodbye to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that much with people, generally speaking, anyway. I don't do it on the phone. But it was always one continuing conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it always was based on what would be aimed at a good outcome. So I have no regrets about Edgar, except that he's not here. I don't have any regrets about anything we ever said to each other, about anything that we ever worked on together, but I am sad because I can't have those continuing conversations. And
right.
I think that's
part of this. It really emphasizes, Doug, you know, not only the fragility and how precious life
right.
is, but how short
I mean, who
life
would have
can be.
Thought this guy at 65, who looked like he was a rugged farm guy, I mean, he had his issues with aches and pains and stuff, and you know, body problems that came from a long life of working hard physically. But to see him that at 8 o'clock at night, and have him go home in his truck, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, the guy's dead.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to something you said earlier, Doug, about how we go through our lives holding on to animosity, anger, and hatred towards people that, you know, we really should care about. Mm-hmm. There's a really nice...
Or at least be benign and not get the energy, because the energy hurts you. I remember one guy, here, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Richie may remember this. There was a guy who called me. I'd said something on the air. I don't remember what it was. I took some position. This guy was so angry at me. He called, and I thought he was going to burst a blood vessel. He was so angry. And at the end of the story, he's trying to make me, you know, out to be something and really get me angry. And I said nothing. I just let him go. At the end of the conversation, I said to him, "How do you feel?" He says, "I'm really angry." I said, "Well, you've hurt. Nobody in this circumstance, this conversation has been hurt but you. Do you know what all that physical anger, what that tone that you just presented has done to your body in the last 4 or 5 minutes? Do you realize you're the person who's been hurt?"
Yeah.
And he starts again on me, and so...
what you just said, like, there's a great quote by in the Eastern philosophy traditions by the Buddha who says, holding on to anger is like holding on to a hot stone. In the intention to hurl it at someone else, you burn yourself.
Yeah.
And there's a whole neurobiology about anger and just what we call negative emotions. And we actually now know from neuroscience and mind-body medicine, when you hold on to consistent levels of anger or hatred or vengeance, these emotional qualities have now been shown to physically impact your body and have a deleterious effect on your immune system. This is really remarkable. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to show this for you because it's so fascinating. The human body, actually the human heart, we're just found in the past like 5-10 years, actually produces the largest electromagnetic field in the entire body, more so than the brain. And so your heart literally emits this wave of energy outwards, which we now can quantify and measure it through science. What we're now showing is that people who consistently have these emotions, who hold on to these emotions of anger and hatred, jealousy, or even think about have negative thoughts consistently throughout their day, this energy field in the heart actually becomes less stable. Mm-hmm. It becomes less coherent. Versus when you hold on to emotions of love, gratitude, compassion, this energy field around your heart becomes more cohesive and stronger. And why this is so important, here's like the key piece. The connection is the more coherent this energy wave is around your heart, there's a whole new field of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology. Psycho meaning the mind, neuro meaning the brain, and immunology being the immune system. Psychoneuroimmunology now shows that when this wave around your heart is more coherent, this promotes a stronger immune system, which helps you live longer.
And that's, you hear me, how many times a day do I talk about the immune system and the practicality of making sure it's tuned up and strong? Because then you don't have problems with West Nile virus or any of these flus or most diseases, inflammations come about as a result of your body being out of balance.
Precisely. You know, you hit the nail right on the head, Doug. You know, one of the things I advocate to my clients and my teaching as a professor is this idea that the mind, the body, and the heart are all interconnected. And now we have, not just from a spiritual perspective, but from the scientific perspective, we now know that our thoughts, our emotions have a very strong impact on how we choose to live, how we choose to heal, and how we choose to be. And so getting back to what we were just saying earlier, about anger versus, you know, love and compassion. I actually would love for everyone here, all of us, and everyone listening today to do an exercise, a gratitude exercise or a forgiveness exercise. If there's someone in your life that you feel animosity towards, that you're holding an anger issue towards, or you have any sort of emotional issue with, I challenge you, and I really, you know, say this, I challenge you to choose to maybe just, with that, maybe just in your mind, forgive that person. You may not have to express it right away to that person, but in your mind, can you just shift that energy to gratitude and compassion to a situation in your life or to a person in your life? The other exercise that you can do, if that's a little more challenging, is just to say to someone, whether it's to a family member, to a loved one, to someone that you really care about in your life, tell that person how much you mean to them, how much they mean to you. Mm-hmm. Just little things like these, these are small exercises you can start doing, but after a while, they begin to build up. Like anything we do, whether it's a physical exercise, we know we do what are called cognitive exercises. This is a cognitive exercise you can do for your brain to begin to express feelings of gratitude and compassion to people or situations in your life that you know are of value. And what this does, eventually, it begins to build a more coherent connection between the mind, the body, and the immune system.
I would like to suggest one thing further.
Sure.
And that is, if you're having a hard time getting yourself into a place where you can do that, think about, I'm blessed on the farm with lots of great images. And so I think about the garden that we have, for example, here on the farm. If you were able to go out there, spend just a few minutes, no matter what your tone prior to getting into it, you go out, there is a sort of like picnic bench in front of it. Sit there, watch things like the hummingbirds that come into these great big, they're tremendous sunflowers out there now. So the hummingbirds that come in, they roll around. Sometimes you watch them chase a bug around, that kind of stuff. If you, we've walked from the barn to the house in the moonlight, and you look at the garden. I mean, this, there is this kind of imagery that is extraordinarily beautiful and helpful in setting your mind. You have to shut it down. You have to change its gear.
Right.
So, and there's a lot of things online you can look at. Great photography. If you can't, if you don't have a garden of your own, then you go
to the
on
park.
The internet and you find the imagery there. I mean, even go to EastleighFarm.com, my farm website, and see some of the images of the animals and the people and the beauty that comes about as a result of children mostly finding out about things that they never knew anything about before. And then from that, you go to the place where you need to be to put into gear this other exercise that we're talking about.
It's all about taking incremental steps. So, you know, if what we just said, what I just said might be too challenging. What Doug, you just mentioned, is fantastic. Just hold the vision in your mind or do something which is very simple that cultivates the emotional quality of gratitude, you know, and just this energy of just abundance, whatever that might be. That's the most important thing. I don't know if we have time to do this, but if I'm wondering, you know, for Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Heather and Doug and you and I, what's one thing you can do today that can help you cultivate a sense of gratitude in your life?
I don't think we have time.
Okay.
Let's save it for next time. Dr. Jay Kumar with the next step into what we discuss when he visits with us again next week. Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more practical and affordable back-to-school product suggestions. With over 7,300 stores in the U.S., CVS Pharmacy offers big savings and the convenience of one-stop shopping for all of your school supplies and personal care needs. From now through September 22nd, extra care card holders will receive bonus rewards for every $10 spent on their exclusive Caliber line of school supplies. Sony just launched their first 4G LTE smartphone priced under $100. Available through AT&T, the Sony Xperia Ion features a large 4.6-inch display and delivers near-instant access to an HD camcorder and 12-megapixel camera, so you'll never miss a great photo op. The Keurig Mini Plus brewing system is a perfect dorm room fit for under $100. Available in a variety of colors, it has a fast 2-minute brew time and features the new specially formulated brew over ice K-cup packs, delivering perfectly blended iced coffee, teas, and fruit drinks. Acoustic Research's portable wireless speaker with Skinit allows students customization with their favorite pro and college team logos and thousands of other designs. It connects to wireless devices via Bluetooth or MP3 players with a 3.5-millimeter jack and is priced under $130. Finally, make a style statement with Energizer's new dorm room safe flameless candles. The
The classic wax version comes in a variety of sizes, scents, and colors. They also flicker just like the real thing. And the Contemporary Edge collection features one-touch operation. Prices start at just under $5. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerns on a number of fronts about the upcoming national political conventions. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. First things first, let's focus on the Republican National Convention in Tampa, which opens this Sunday, but really gets going next Monday. The major concern at the moment is Isaac. Right now, Isaac is a tropical storm passing south of Puerto Rico today on a track that could bring it to South Florida on Monday. Now, Monday is still 4 days away. Meteorologist Gary Best telling us Isaac could get stronger in the days to come.
There'll be some slow strengthening over the next several days. It's going to be a dangerous storm for the Dominican Republic and Haiti as we move into Friday.
And beyond that,
it looks like it'll be moving through the Florida Keys, very close to Fort Myers and perhaps around Tampa by Monday afternoon as either a strong tropical storm or a minimal hurricane.
The mayor of Tampa, Bob Buckhorn, says he's ready to call off the Republican National Convention if Isaac endangers his city.
I mean, human safety and human life trumps politics. I think the RNC recognizes that. Whatever we do will be based on getting people out of harm's way.
The mayor adding he doesn't think it'll come to that, but better safe than sorry. And he points out that Florida does have some experience in dealing with hurricanes.
We're prepared for it. We train for it. We have contingency plan after contingency plan. It is our reality as Floridians. We have a beautiful city. It's here on the water. But obviously there are some circumstances that involve weather that we can't predict, that we can't control.
Aside from the weather, there's something else the government is worried about when it comes to the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Anarchists. A joint statement from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security includes a warning about anarchist groups planning to block roads and shut down transit stations. Again, Republicans are scheduled to hold their convention next week in Tampa. Democrats will meet after Labor Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class. And it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 30 points, closing at 13,172. NASDAQ up 6, S&P gaining a fraction of a point. Crude oil up another 50 cents a barrel, settling at $97.34. This summer's outbreak of the West Nile virus, the most deadly ever. The Centers for Disease Control saying more than 40 people have died from the virus this year. 38 states have reported human infections. Most of the cases have been in the South, in Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana and Oklahoma, as well as South Dakota. The CDC calling this outbreak an epidemic. How's this for an idea? A mobile DNA testing operation. It's currently roaming around New York City. It's a van that offers on-the-spot basic DNA testing services for just $299. Results from the van tests are an instant. Samples need to be sent out to an Ohio lab and then are returned in 3 to 5 days. Oh, the name of this mobile DNA testing van? Who's your daddy? And finally, speaking of New York City, in Times Square just a few days ago, the folks at Ripley's Believe It or Not set up something called the Wacky Wheel of Ice Screams. You would spin the wheel, and that would determine which flavor you must taste. The weird flavors included mustard ice cream, pickles ice cream, pizza ice cream, and how about this one? Herring ice cream. Yes, herring. What'd you think?
Herring ice cream. Oh, it's the worst.
No, no.
It's disgusting.
No.
Like fish, like old fish.
Herring ice cream tastes like old fish. I guess that makes sense. This young lady over here seems to agree that herring ice cream isn't exactly her favorite.
No, I don't like it at all. Oh, God. That's terrible.
So much for herring ice cream. How about something with a kick? Horseradish ice cream.
Horseradish.
Horseradish.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I'm very surprised.
You see, not everybody hates these strange flavors. Oh, and by the way, this ice cream tasting also included some mystery toppings that turned out to include mealworms and chocolate-covered ants, both of which would be great on herring ice cream. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of... who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.